Is Associate Professor from the School of Business with the University of Technology, Sydney, Roman Lannis. Welcome on the program, Roman.
Thank you.
It's quite a staggering amount of information. Can you tell us just initially what these documents reveal on some level?
Well, they reveal something very similar to all the previous leaks we've had in the past, as you recall. Essentially, names of individuals and companies which have set up other companies or subsidiaries in offshore tax havens. That's essentially, and you know, some very basic details about some transactions that may have occurred between those individuals, those companies that we know of, and those subsidiaries that they have in those tax havens.
Now, can you explain a little bit to us about some of the processes these multinationals or individuals undertake with tax avoidance? Because it's not simply just a matter of writing off something as a work expenditure, like I know some people are always kind of pining to do on their own income tax. But this is quite complex, the way it all works, in terms of trying to move money and profits made by organisations to separate parts of the world. Can you unpack that a bit for us?
Yeah, well, look, to be honest, it's really not that complex. That's really the, I guess, the pity of it. It's not that hard to do, and I think everyone pretty much knows exactly how it's done. So what essentially, you know, in very simple terms, they do is they do set up a subsidiary in a tax haven. And essentially, they move money into that subsidiary in that tax haven in order to avoid paying taxes. And the reason it's called a tax haven is because it has basically nil taxes on any income or movement of funds. And so that, you know, whatever funds come into those jurisdictions, no taxes paid. And obviously, they then avoid paying tax in high tax jurisdictions like Australia, Europe, US. It's again, essentially, it's not that difficult, and the leaks are coming from a law firm which, you know, was doing it all for them anyway. You know, so it's not complex. I mean, the structures are well known and have been known for a long time.
So I suppose last year we had the Panama Papers, where they had a similar amount of really quite large information released. However, other than in Iceland, where the Prime Minister resigned, there wasn't much kind of in terms of public acrimony and kind of public officials being held accountable. Do you think we're likely to see any meaningful change in lieu of this? Is this going to be different to the Panama Papers, where we just had a kind of big story for about a week and then it all went away and pretty much escaped the consciousness of the public?
Look, probably something will come out of it, because believe it or not, something did come out of it for Australia last time I recall. I think the ATO was able to get some information apparently they did not know about certain individuals. So something will probably be done in terms of catching those people, but of course it requires a far greater effort from all countries worldwide to basically, you know, come together and completely stop this. Because obviously we had the Panama Papers, something was done here or there, but now we've got the Paradise Papers, you know, and it's probably just as bad, if it's not bigger. So yeah, they catch some people, they do something about it, but then it pretty much happens again in even bigger amounts. But again, because it requires more than just, you know, putting a few people in jail or, you know, taking them to court. It requires all countries around the world to, you know, to do things. And one thing is what we call a, you know, beneficial ownership register, which in Australia we were supposed to set up, but we haven't yet. So things like that, you know, real regulations that could help that really have not been implemented.
Now, I suppose, can you give us an idea of the scope of the impact of tax havens on economies and everyday taxpayers, just in terms of the money we're missing out on in terms of collected tax dollars, how big an impact does that have?
I was just reading the Tax Justice Network's estimates of, you know, how much tax avoidance costs. I mean, you know, they range from, you know, in the tens of billions to the hundreds of billions. I mean, I think I saw an estimate of $500 billion in avoided tax across the world per year. So that, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. And, you know, there's probably trillions sitting in offshore accounts of U.S. companies as well. So it's definitely in the tens of billions, if not the hundreds.
Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about who Appleby are, the organization that have and their role in the assisting the individuals and companies in setting up tax havens and assisting in tax avoidance?
Yes, so Appleby, I believe, is, from what I've read, they're actually a law firm that was set up in Bermuda, it may have been, or one of the in one of the tax havens, and they've been referred to as what's called the offshore magic circle, which is basically a magic circle of legal firms around the world who kind of specialize in this type of stuff. So that's what they are. They're a legal firm that was set up in a tax haven, and obviously have now offices all around the world, and they basically just help high wealth individuals, companies to set up these structures, not for a lot of money, to be honest. So so obviously they had records which were hacked, and that's how we know what's been happening.
Indeed. Now, the files do set out a myriad ways companies and individuals can avoid tax using these structures. These schemes mainly appear to be legal if run correctly, but many appear not to be. Politicians around the world are begging to ask whether they should be banned. Do you believe these loopholes need to be closed?
Well, and that's the problem. We can't really say whether they're legal or they're not legal. Certainly, there's nothing illegal about setting up a, you know, subsidiary in a tax haven, having it done by Appleby. There's nothing wrong with that. That's all legal. So we can't, you know, unless the individual or the company is taken to court by a tax authority, and the judge says, yeah, what you've done is illegal, we can't really say it is illegal. And that's the problem, you know. Tax authorities can't take millions of individuals and companies to court. It's too much for them. Basically the recommendations would be is to basically ban a lot of these things, you know, because we just it's very difficult to enforce. And as I said, even initiatives that could limit such activity, we haven't even, you know, implemented in Australia and other countries. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of options. I mean, banning would be one that would completely stop it, but you've got to be careful with that as well, because a lot of that does go on is legal and makes economic sense. So, you know, how do you ban?
So is that where we go from here, I guess? Because that's got to be the next big question for a lot of people. A lot of people will be thinking across the next kind of, not only in the immediate 24 to 48 hours, where I suppose we'll just still be trying to understand the extent of this, but then looking to more kind of policy outcomes and political outcomes. Is that where we look to revisit how accessible these tax havens are, how accessible those structures are, and whether or not we need to reform them?
It is, and you know what? All the recommendations, I mean, again, this is obviously not the first of such leaks. It's happened before and a number of years ago. And you know what? The recommendations to limit this have been around for many years, from the OECD, from the G20. That happened in Australia a few years ago. In fact, a lot of the recommendations came from that. The problem is they just haven't been implemented enough. Certainly, some have not been implemented in Australia. And well, what it requires really is just, you know, the public to lobby the government or their local members to do more.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for joining The Daily, Roman.
No worries. Thank you. Bye-bye.